Back in January, Boise drivers could fill up for about $1.80 a gallon. But gas has spiked since then. So why the sudden change when oil prices have barely budged? Dave Carlson is with AAA Idaho, and this morning he tells our Samantha Wright that there is plenty of oil on the market, but the price of gas keeps fluctuating.
You know, we watch gasoline prices every day, and we saw what took us from the lowest in the country, or shared with, for a time with Utah for the lowest in the country, $1.90-ish about 5 or 6 weeks ago, to about the middle of the pack. And so we've seen what amounts to a 41-cent increase in Idaho's average price in the past 21 days. More of that increase is actually, as you note, showing up in Boise.
Part of that spike in prices comes from the largest refinery strike in 35 years. The strike affects a fifth of the country's capacity of fuel. How much did that add to the price increase? And now will the price go down now that the United Steelworkers Union has reached a tentative deal with Shell Oil?
The size of the increase, I think, relative to everything that was going on related to that issue are probably a non-factor. There's one refinery out of Salt Lake that had some issues, the Tesoro refinery there. But in terms of overall impact on the loss of gasoline out of the marketplace, it didn't show up. The biggest single issue that we had for this region was an explosion and fire at an ExxonMobil refinery down in Torrance, California. It supplies about a third of the gasoline that's used in that marketplace. Its closure brought an immediate shortage, not necessarily a shortage, but the fear that there would be a shortage of fuel in the marketplace. And it means that there was a diversion of product coming from other places, like Utah, into Nevada and into Las Vegas, for instance. That diversion of product showed up about 2 to 3 weeks later in what we were calling a ripple effect here in Idaho. We think that had a large part of what was going on with higher prices.
So some of our gas that would have gone to Idaho went to California instead?
Yeah, and it makes absolute sense. If you're a capitalist and looking for ways to make money, here was gasoline in the California marketplace suddenly going for 3 1/4 a gallon. So shortage in one market creates opportunity from somebody else that provides product in another market. That's our strong suspicion, is that gasoline intended for Idaho use ends up in another market where it can make more money. That means that you create a shortage in this market, and wholesale prices follow suit.
And the prices go up.
And retail prices follow suit. It took us a bit longer than it did on the West Coast. West Coast saw prices increase within days of the Torrance, and that was up and down the coast. Part of that has to do, you have an isolated market, you have specialty fuels that are produced in California for California marketplace. So when you lose the potential in that marketplace, you don't really have too many resources. So you have to start looking elsewhere for your gasoline.
So what's your prediction for the summer?
I think we're in for good vacation time this year. A year ago in June or July, we were paying an average of $3.75. That's at a time when the U.S. prices were starting to falter. Oil was taking a tumble. You know, oil was priced at $43 and some change yesterday. That compares to $100 a year ago. And there's even talk among some speculators that we could see oil drop all the way down to $20. That's unheard of. You know, nobody thought that would happen. But for this year, we can expect lower gasoline prices, good availability, and prices again south of $3.
And that is AAA's Dave Carlson speaking with Samantha Wright. Carlson says now that the damaged California refinery is back online, prices in Idaho could drop again. But he says there could be more regional volatility this year, mainly because many refineries are 40 and 50 years old, and they tend to break down more often. But, he adds, he's confident prices will be better than last year.